No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Swarmcast Podcast.
Scarab 2019, we have Joe here to give us a review of a game.
Senshi.
Okay.
S-E-N-S-H-I. So we're like the mush mouths and the 7-year-olds with the lisp were really butchering this one.
Senshi. Okay.
Senshi is a very abstract little game.
Uh-huh.
It's about moving tokens around from the board to your hand to a scoring platform on your board.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Once you put it in scoring, you can't affect it. You're moving tokens around. You can take tokens from other people. There is a way to slightly hose other people. So you can affect each other, which is a good. For most people would agree that's a good. You're not really hosing others unless they're going to be winning, so you can do some things if they need to get one of a certain token. One of the really cool parts of the game is the very first, at the end of the game, you say the person with a stack that happens to be the lowest, so you could have 30 of one, but if you have a lowest stack of another, you're out of the game. And then it compares the leftover people to their highest stack. So it means you have to be very even-keeled in the way you play the game. You have to keep your lowest higher than the other people's lowest. And then you still have to have the highest power on something else. And so that really threw us when we played it. Not throwing in a bad way. It was that's the gameplay mechanic.
Yeah, that adds a neat level to the gameplay.
It was really cool. And there's no dice. It's not random. You're just
You're just moving
the initial setup. But as you pull them, it's an open game like chess or checkers. Everything's on the board. All the information's presented to you in front of you, and you're playing back and forth like that.
Okay.
Tic-tac-toe works like that. And up to these kind of games. Bad? I like it. I would be willing to buy this. It's a very simple game.
Okay.
Board was pretty. The tokens are cheap, but it's tokens.
Yeah.
We're okay. I forgive that they stack well, like on a nice cheap checkerboard. They stack nice. These stack nice.
That's good.
There's obviously an up and down, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
Some people get annoyed, but I would plan to buy this game, and if I win it, it would not be traded away.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Thank you, Joe, for coming over and talking to me about Senshi. We're at Scarab 2019, and we have Ryan here who's going to talk with us about a game called Senshi.
Yeah, enjoyed this one. Very simple and elegant, and yet strategic and complex. So it's really not probably it's very easy to get started, and then all of a sudden you realize in the middle of the game, oh my goodness, there's a ton of strategy to this. So first time, don't judge it. Give it a second shot before you decide whether it's for you or not. It's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But with this kind of, we've got these different Japanese games out there that kind of have a simple elegance to them. This fits in that category. And yet there's a lot of strategy to play it out.
Much like some of those Japanese
games. Right, yeah. it's very well done. Although the guy's name looks Italian, so it's the game creator. So it's kind of fun. My bad on this would be it really takes a little bit of discussion to really interpret the rules on it and understand. So that's why I think 2 or 3 gameplays, maybe a YouTube video, give it that opportunity before you judge it. We thought we had it, and then we realized in the middle that we were doing it wrong. So maybe watch a YouTube video on it before you dive right in.
Okay.
My other would be it's very simple. It's very just, 4 different colors, couple different cards. You're really not dealing with a million pieces and tons of setup, so it's kind of nice.
Okay. Well, that sounds really cool. Well, thank you, Ryan, for talking with me about Senshi.
Thanks for letting me.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.